Now, we give you all a very warm and sincere word of welcome this morning in the Saviour's name. It's nice to have some that are joining with us from different parts of our province, and we welcome them especially in the Saviour's great and worthy name this morning. Now, over the last number of weeks and months, we've been looking at some of the Mr. Men and drawing out a few simple lessons from the Word of God. So there's another one here this morning, and I want somebody please to help me identify who this is. Right at the very back, Lucy. Mr. Tickle. Okay, we're going to look at Mr. Tickle this morning, and you say, well, how on earth are you going to find anybody like Mr. Tickle in the Bible? We've thought about Mr. Worry, we've thought about Mr. Strong, Mr. Lazy, Mr. Happy, and some of the great Mr. Men characters, and today it's Mr. Tickle. Let me read a few verses of Scripture to you from 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. The last words that the Apostle Paul ever wrote, he says, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Teachers heap to themselves because they have got itching ears. Did you ever hear the expression, so-and-so is an ear tickler? An ear tickler. An ear tickler is a person who gratifies others with flattering or pleasant words. And the Apostle Paul said that in the last days, people would want to have teachers that tickle their ears. Mr. Tickle, known for tickling people, and there are many in our world today that occupy pulpits to tickle the ears of the people. An ear tickler is just somebody who tells you exactly what you want to hear, whether it's right or wrong. They tell you what you want to hear, whether it's right or wrong. And it's a very, very dangerous thing. For example, if you were ill this morning and you weren't feeling well, and you went to your physician or you went to your doctor and you said, I don't feel so well, and he took your blood pressure, he took a blood sample, he run a few tests, and he knew that you were very, very ill indeed, but for fear of offending you, he tells you exactly what you want to hear. Nothing wrong with you. This will pass within a couple of days. Just go on your way, get a little bit of rest, and you'll be feeling better soon. And he tickles your ears to tell you what you want to hear, knowing all the while that what he's telling you isn't right. That's a dangerous thing. And it's a very dangerous thing, even within the churches, that there are men who are like Mr. Tickle, and they tickle the ears of the people. They never preach against sin. They never encourage people to repent of sin. They never bring their congregation to the cross. They never talk about the work of Christ and why he lived and why he died upon the cross. They never mention the blood for fear of causing offense. They never tell people, as the Savior told Nicodemus, ye must be born again, and except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. They never preach about the necessity of holiness and spirit-filled living and separation from sin and separation from the world. They get away from the Bible. They want to be popular, and so they tickle the ears of the people. And sadly, there are churches today that are full of congregations that want to have Mr. Tickle in the pulpit, and Mr. Tickle in charge of the Sunday school, and Mr. Tickle in charge of the youth meetings, tickling the ears of the people, telling them exactly what they want to hear. And the Word of God in many places nowadays is put to one side, and music takes the place of the Scripture. Entertainment takes place of evangelism. And Mr. Tickle is very active and very busy. But you know, there's more than just Mr. Tickle in the pulpit. Mr. Tickle can be found in the pew, because an ear tickler is a person who gratifies others with flattering, agreeable or pleasant words. The Bible has a lot to say in the little book of Proverbs about the flatterer. You know, there's a world of difference between a gossip and a flatterer. A gossip is somebody who says something about you behind your back that they would never say to your face. A flatterer is a person who will say something to your face that they would never say behind your back. Mr. Tickle, in a sense, perhaps, is a flatterer. Listen to what the book of Proverbs says about the flatterer. Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 19. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. There's the gossip. Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Or indeed, Proverbs 29 and verse number 5 says, a man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet. Did you ever meet the kind of person that you know is just tickling your ears with flattering words, saying things they maybe don't really mean because they want either to influence you in some way or they want to get something from you? I'm sure we've all experienced this from time to time. In my experience, I've had it as well. Maybe somebody wants you to write a nice letter for them, and they'll come and they'll say, you know, I need you to write a letter. And by the way, I really enjoyed that message you preached that time, that one time I attended your church. You say, well, did you really? What was I preaching on? And all of a sudden, they can't remember. They didn't enjoy it at all. And I can understand maybe why they didn't enjoy it. But they say they did just to get something. Maybe somebody comes, oh, I like your suit. You're looking so well. You're such a good person. You know, I was listening to somebody the other day and they just were heaping praise upon you. And by the way, would you mind X, Y, and Z? And they flatter just to get something from you. So be very aware of Mr. Tickle. On the other hand, the Bible says in Proverbs 27 and verse 6, faithful are the wounds of a friend. A true friend does not tickle your ears and tell you just what you want to hear to make you feel better. Somebody who is faithful will oftentimes say things that maybe are hard to take, but they say it with grace and with love. And with the right heart motive, the Lord Jesus Christ is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And oftentimes his word comes to us like a sharp, two-edged sword. Doesn't maybe tickle the ears, but it pierces the very heart. And I trust today that the Lord will help us to receive with meekness his word, even if it goes a little bit against the grain. Thank you for listening to that story, and we trust that God will bless it to each and every heart.